This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, there's still no sign that Massachusetts' opioid epidemic is slowing. New numbers show 1,379 people died from opioid overdoses in the state in 2015. And that number is expected to top 1,500 once all the testing is complete. What the numbers also show is that more than half of the deaths last year involved the painkiller fentanyl, which is sometimes mixed with heroin. Earlier today, we spoke with Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters and Department of Public Health Commissioner Monica Burrell. They told us that these numbers the state released today provide almost real-time information about the opioid epidemic. Commissioner Burrell also says the data help officials understand how to target resources to those most affected.
The most important thing about the demographics that we're releasing is it continues to improve our capacity to understand who is most affected by this devastating illness. And you'll see from that information on demographics that the opioid deaths disproportionately impact younger people. 67% of the unintentional overdoses last year were from individuals under the age of 44. And you'll see that, again, it's also males and white males. But really, we see that, you know, more men are dying from this than women, but it's impacting everybody across all communities of Massachusetts.
And half of the deaths from heroin, Secretary Sutters, that's new for Massachusetts in terms of what we've known in the past about opioid-related deaths.
Yes, what we are seeing is the increased deaths from heroin. As you know, this data that we released today was the first time we've had the fentanyl data available because of much stronger working relationships with the Office of the Medical Examiner.
There's also data in what was released today regarding EMS visits, emergency medical visits or ambulance visits, the administration of naloxone or Narcan, and also the prescription drug monitoring program. Lots of numbers here about what's going on in terms of prescribing practices. But what seemed really astonishing to me was the emergency medical data and how many ambulance trips are made or emergency medical services are administered because of opioids and also the administration of Narcan. Which of you, Commissioner Burrell or Secretary Sutters, would like to address why you included those and what those numbers say?
This is Commissioner Burrell. So I want to talk about that ambulance data for a second. We use the ambulance service data from the Massachusetts Ambulance Trip Reporting Information System. That's the MATRIS system. And this is a statewide database for collecting emergency medical services data from all licensed ambulance services. And this is the first time we're reporting this data. And as you point out, there's some very important information in there. If you look at 2015, you'll see that the ambulance services reported 11,884 suspected opioid-related incidents. And in those, 9,127 of those naloxone or Narcan was administered. So this begins to paint a picture for us of how the EMS services are being used across the Commonwealth. And as we further develop our capacity to use this MATRIS system, we'll further be able to use as hot spotting techniques so that we can make sure that the resources we have based on data-driven information is going to the places it's most needed.
You know, Secretary Sutters, you said that we are at the height of this. How do we know? It seems when you look at the graph here with these numbers, in 2012 there were 668 deaths, 911 in 2013, and we're up to 1,500. How do you know that what you're doing is going to start making these numbers go down?
Well, when I say that we are at the height, doesn't mean that we've actually won't continue. And although 3 months data is too early to predict what the rest of the year will look like, the first 3 months of calendar year 2016 is similar to the first 3 months of 2015. So I am hopeful, but by no means sanguine, that we have crested this epidemic. We are rolling out treatment strategies across the Commonwealth. As we have said from the beginning, it is going to be multi-pronged, multi-year to really bend the trend of opioid deaths in the Commonwealth. I wish I could say, you know, we have crested this, but I don't believe we have.
And so when you look at these numbers right now, do you have any sense yet as to where you might want to target resources to make a dent or to start making these numbers go down?
There are three counties in the Commonwealth that are particularly hard hit all counties are hard hit, but three in particular, and those are Middlesex, Essex, and Bristol counties. And we obviously need to redouble our efforts in those communities.
I'm wondering if there's anything in these numbers that you think is represents a bright spot in a way.
We have to have data in order to really define our strategies. What is very sobering is behind every one of these numbers is a person and a family that has been devastated by this illness. And so the data is very important for planning and intervention, but we also need to be reminded each and every day that there is a person behind this. And too often we are learning about individuals through obituaries rather than getting people the treatment they need.
All right. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters and Dr. Monica Burrell, Commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, I'd like to thank both of you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.